show, you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Well, I guess not as always, because we've been out for the past couple of days. We were at the Talkers New Media Seminar, and there were, I guess, at least, there was at least one thing worth highlighting, I think, that happened at Talkers. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But we are back, and we'll take your calls about anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. For those of you that might be new to the program, when we say we'll take calls about anything, we absolutely mean it. So you're welcome to give it a shot. 800-259-9231. Let's go first to the AMP lines where Johnson is on the line in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, and I just wanted to call in with a little bit of an update. It may or may not be something that has happened intentionally on the part of bureaucrats.
this is so funny, and you're right. It could totally be a coincidence. But nonetheless, it's worth mentioning.
I really don't think that it is a coincidence. I mean, I'm 95% sure that it's not.
Before you get to it, why don't you recap the events of last week?
Well, last week, I guess Lee Doran, the new Crasher-in-Chief appointed by the Competitive Enterprise Institute, called in to the show, and you guys were able to interview him in regards to the fact that there were a lot of rumors and talk going around about how unprincipled and anti-freedom Lee actually is. And so you guys got the opportunity to interview him and have him prove it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if they were really rumors. Anybody that actually went and read what this guy wrote over at Bureaucrash.
Or seen some of his YouTube videos.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's clearly not a liberty-minded person. He claims on his face to be liberty-minded, but then goes and essentially speaks against liberty when he actually opens his mouth in many instances. Sure, he's with us on things like the war on drugs, and that's great, but the problem with Lee Doran is that he's leading an organization now that is at one point really a principled pro-liberty organization, an organization that understood at its core that that allowing others to be free is the core requisite to being free oneself. And they had a very there's a manifesto on their YouTube channel, yeah. Bureaucrash Manifesto, that is very obviously an anarcho-capitalist or voluntarist free market kind of manifesto. And now they've got this lawyer who is in charge of the organization who's clearly not anything but just a kind of run-of-the-mill conservative that might lean in our direction on a few issues. I mean, the guy's a minarchist at best, and I think at worst, and is somebody who's actually infiltrating the bureaucratic organization for the purposes of watering it down and making it yet another ineffective Washington, D.C.-based lobbying group.
That's not the impression I get.
Which bureaucrat, that's totally the impression I've gotten, which bureaucrat is not supposed to be. I'm saying that's at worst, but what is the
right,
case,
and I'm
Mark?
Saying that I don't get the impression that the at worst scenario that you gave is what's going on.
But the worst thing will happen.
You probably want to go have babies with Bob Barr, so.
But the worst thing that will happen, regardless of what the truth is behind Doran's intentions, the worst thing is that this great organization that for years many of our listeners and other activists around the country and around the world have worked toward building, this organization that was dedicated to crashing bureaucracy has essentially been co-opted, and it will result in them watering down their message and not doing anything to crash bureaus, but instead maybe just lobby some government people in Washington, D.C. They've effectively neutered the entire organization. So as a result of that, last week I promised I was going to leave Bureaucrash if they didn't remove this this particular person.
I think that's particularly important because what I thought was interesting is that you had said, you know, I'm going to withdraw my support and, you know, obviously the support of Free Talk Live as of Monday. And, you know, that's today. And what I thought was particularly interesting about that is I thought, oh, well, that's kind of cool because I think a lot of people will wait until Monday to see if anything happens, and that it would really send a message if a lot of people left simultaneously.
Sure, I think so.
And you know, I also thought it would be also interesting to have that message go out and show other people who are really principled, hey, look, there's so many other people who have these principles, not just, you know, they're not just minarchists, but they hold all these principles deeply.
And those of us who love liberty, who really understand what freedom is, and I think everybody should come to understand it, but for those of us that do, I think many of us want to have a place to go to where we don't have to constantly be struggling with the minarchists for control of, of the organization. And that was one of the problems with Bureaucrash, is they weren't really an organization that was necessarily started, I mean, for lack of a better term, at a grassroots kind of level by the individuals that would have liked to have seen it remain a certain way. So because they were owned by CEI as a parent company, they were always subject to the whims of those people at CEI. So I think it would be best if we had something new that liberty-minded people could go to essentially do the same thing that Bureaucrash was doing. Bureaucrash was bringing activists together, reaching out to young people, and doing a pretty effective job of it. And I think that if people like Jason and Pete from the Motorhome Diaries, who were the former crashers-in-chief at Bureaucrash, I know that they've gotten behind a few different websites, and we talked to them about that. Free Agents, FR33Agents.net is one of them, and Anarch.me is another one. So I don't know if anything has really been selected yet or if one is better than another. I'm still not really sure about all that, but I do know that I said I would leave Bureaucrash today if they didn't replace this guy as their head, and I'm sure there are others who were. I know some people said, let's wait a month. If they want to wait a month, that's fine. As far as I'm concerned, Bureaucrash has already gotten a message, and CEI has already gotten a message because I emailed them last week, and I know that I wasn't the only one emailing. I know they got a bunch of emails from people last week expressing their concern. And so as far as I'm concerned, a week should be more than enough time to get a clue for what the marketplace
especially
is telling
world.
You. Hmm?
Especially in the internet world.
Yeah.
You know, a week is a very long time. Well, what I thought would be interesting today was to take a lot of the work out of it for people who did want to leave today. So I posted an update to the Facebook group, which goes out to a little over 1,000 people.
Which, by the way, we want to invite you to join. If you're on Facebook, and it seems like almost everybody is, it's on the internet. If you're on Facebook, go to facebook.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the Facebook group. You can become a fan there, and then you'll see these updates.
So what I did is I sent out an update today, and I wanted to get, just to take some of the work out of it for people. So I posted the link that takes people directly to their own profile page to allow them to have one click to leave if they wanted to do so.
Yeah, I think it's a couple of clicks, but it definitely gets you pretty close.
Well, once you're there, I mean, you click the link from the Facebook page, and then it's one click to leave.
Right.
Essentially, what I wanted to do is to provide, make it very easy for people if they wanted to leave, and also I had provided an option for that anarch.me, which was started by Jason. So I thought that would be, a good alternative. If that way, at least there's a place for people to go if they needed to get news about what's going on in the near future. But I also, like I said earlier, I think it would be good to seek sort of this mass movement of people. I liked that idea. And, wow, could they have not done me a larger favor if they did this intentionally. They decided to make it, Bureaucrash decided to set their Bureaucrash social site, which is a sub-site of a larger website called Ning, which allows people to make their own social network sites.
Right.
And
that's what we'd quit. We'd quit the Bureaucrash social site because there are a few thousand people on there that have accounts and they've been participating in their groups. And it was a great website until they put this new guy in charge of it. And so that's what I left this afternoon. So I don't know, was it around 4:30 or 5 or something like that when we...
Is it right around there is when I sent out the update. And what happened was, is I guess within an hour of my sending out that update, I think it's within an hour, they have set that Bureaucrat social site into a maintenance mode, so now no one can leave. They're essentially trying to force people into staying. They're trying to enslave people into staying on their little Bureaucrat social network and hoping that you'll forget that your membership was there and that you'll just let it peter out maybe.
Your membership's not going to peter out if you don't erase it. It's going to stay, and their membership numbers are going to stay inflated. But because they've taken their website and put it in maintenance mode, if you want to go to Bureaucrash Social right now and remove your account, you can't do it. So maybe you're right. Maybe they're going to put it up several days later and hope everybody just forgets about it, and that way they can keep their membership numbers up. It's amazing.
I think they succeeded in making a lot of angry people.
Hang on, Johnson. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven, by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, again, take control of the airwaves. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And be sure you join us at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up later this month. from the 25th through the 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. You can go to porkfest.com. That's porkfest with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to get registered, learn more about what's going to be happening there. It's going to be a great time. Liberty-minded people from all over the place, even some of the minarchists, are going to be showing up. In fact, probably mostly minarchists, because, believe it or not, most of the people in the Free State Project organization, I would say, qualify in that way. But nonetheless, it's going to be a great time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for this year. We're going to be broadcasting live, and I highly recommend that you come out there, because it's great to be surrounded by people that are of a like mindset. And it'll be kind of a camping, fun, family atmosphere. Lots of families are going to be there, and lots of single people, too. So come on out to the Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. So let's continue here with Johnson on the line in Connecticut. Johnson, we were talking about the Bureaucrash organization and how it is in the process of crashing and burning, and apparently they just want to make things worse for themselves. When, and again, this could be a total coincidence, but basically last week, Bureaucrash appointed a new crasher in chief. This guy is not a principled pro-liberty person. He is an advocate of coercion, and he is not apologetic even for his advocation of coercion. So after interviewing him,
you know, the principled thing is really misleading, Ian. I understand the principle you're talking about is liberty. However,
right, not aggressing against one's neighbors.
Right,
that's the principle. That's the idea is if you want to live free, you have to understand that you can't aggress against your neighbors.
Right, but you're assuming that's the only principle in the planet when you say that he's a principled, you know, liberty type individual.
Thank
or whatever
you,
it is that
from
you're
a liberty perspective.
From a liberty
from a liberty perspective, Mark, that's pretty much the only principle in regards to the word liberty.
Right. Yeah, if I didn't clarify that, I appreciate you jumping in to do that. So this guy was appointed. We made the point on this show after interviewing him and confirming that he does not indeed have any real love for liberty that I could tell. Confirming that, I said, well, I'm going to be withdrawing after this week if the head organization, CEI, doesn't change, make a change and put somebody who understands freedom in the position of crasher in chief. I mean, this Lee Doran character was making claims like, well, we may disagree on some of these things, but it won't affect how I lead the organization and expand the membership. Look, you've already affected the way the organization is being run. You've come in, you've added links to the website that are to non-liberty-oriented sites like Michelle Malkin and Rush Limbaugh. And you come in there and you've removed the most popular groups from the featured groups page, and you've put up groups that are more palatable to the conservatives. And you've taken initial steps that are quite clearly turning the Bureaucrash organization into another conservative lobbying group. And you've, of course, like all the people that are trying to destroy the term libertarian, began applying that term to yourself. And began doing showing yourself as a very unliberty-oriented person, so thereby contributing ever further to the destruction of the concept of libertarianism, which, of course, is one of the main reasons why I have rejected the whole idea of labeling myself as a libertarian. It's because of people like Lee Doran who've come into this movement to try to conflate us with conservatives, which is one of the biggest problems with this movement, is that people confuse libertarians with conservatives. And I don't want to be confused with a conservative, and I don't want to be confused with a liberal either.
What I find most ironic about the whole situation, especially with this bureaucrat social incident, is that, I mean, it's irony that they are using force to try and keep people around and have them forget and have them not go and delete their accounts from the Bureaucrash social site, assuming that they did this intentionally.
Well, it's virtual force, Johnson. I mean, it's not real force.
Real force.
No, it's not. Your account is not your own. Look, I'm sure in their terms of agreement, your account is not your own, Johnson, as much as you might want it to be.
From leaving, that is a use of force. I mean,
it is not.
It's not violence.
It's virtual force.
They're forcing people to not be able to leave the site tonight. If they wanted to do,
you aren't on the site. Johnson, there is no such thing as a site.
Well, they have
no obligation. Step out of the internet for a minute, man.
I see
you're still in your living room, dude. Toto, we're still in Kansas.
Let me ask you something. Is there something that people wanted tonight that they are being prevented from acquiring?
What?
Is there something that people wanted to do tonight that they are being prevented from being able to do?
There are all kinds of things that people are being prevented that they might want, but however, it is not theirs. It is
okay.
That site
belongs to...
Hey, hold on.
Both of you, hold on. Okay, newsflash. We just discovered that apparently every Ning site is down. So it's...
Okay.
It sure did seem suspicious, though, didn't it?
It sure did.
Well, anyway, eventually you'll be able to remove your account.
Actually,
but let's talk about the Force issue real quick. Hold on, Johnson. I just want to chime in on this whole This Is Force thing. I think I see where both of you are coming from. It certainly, if they had taken the site down, and we now know that they didn't, but if they had taken their site down to prevent people from quitting the site, it would be a really sad thing. But they have no obligation to leave their site online, so it's really just a scummy, it would have been just a scummy, sad thing to do. I don't know if it's necessarily using force.
I describe anything as force where you're trying to either take away someone's freedom or you're trying to prevent them from doing something. So, you know, it's certainly not a...
So they have no obligation to allow them to quit their site. There's no obligation to...
Right, there is no obligation, absolutely. But I do see it as a force act. It certainly was not an act of persuasion.
Look, Johnson...
The act of fraud as
it's,
force.
It's as much kidnapping you as it is me when I'm stabbing you when we're in World of Warcraft, and I'm fighting with my, you know, two-handed bastard sword, or whatever the heck they call them. It is not real, man. They are not using real force by kidnapping the people and not allowing them to leave.
So, Mark, if I were to post something libelous about you online, it wouldn't be real?
Libel is libel.
If I were to online, they would have caused people to come up and threaten to burn down your house and kill your family?
Libel?
That wouldn't be real because it happened online?
Libel is, by its definition, something that would be said or written, depending on, I don't know, the slander. Libel is something written, posted. So it is defined. Johnson, let me freaking finish, man. Libel is, by its definition, something that is written. Threats are something that are either written or posted. So you're describing something that is, written or said.
Yes, Mark, we understand that you think that the state legal definitions are very important and that if men with fine hats say something, it must therefore be true. But just because it's a legal definition doesn't mean anything. There's plenty of things that aren't defined by law that, you know...
Well, so
we are talking about something online, but there are things that are not tangible that are force. For example, fraud. Fraud is something that is not tangible, that is an act of force.
I understood. So what is the free market definition of slander and libel?
There isn't one.
No, those are legal terms.
Then we default to the legal definition since there isn't a free market one, right?
Why are we defaulting to legal definitions?
Because you asked me about it.
I don't speak legalese.
Whether it's force or not.
I don't use their language. I don't speak legalese.
And by the way, threats are not legal.
There's something we'll come back here because there's still more to say about this situation, and we'll take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcolaBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcolaBlue at ecolablue.com today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. If you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231. And our website, freetalklive.com. Updates, they're there for you. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list, and we'll shoot you out an email whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. FreedomBookClub.com invites you to participate in their summer reading event. Go to FreedomBookClub.com, choose your preference from the four finalists, then purchase the book of the month. New winners are announced every month. FreedomBookClub.com, making freedom a bestseller. That's FreedomBookClub.com. As we continue taking your phone calls here, we go to the man who should have been the crasher-in-chief of BureauCrash. Zach Fix is on the line with us. He is the host. Zach, are you still the host of BureauCrash's PodCrash? What's going on with you and BureauCrash? What is your current relationship with them?
I am a I'm still on the BureauCrash social site, but I'm I guess the best way to describe me is an active former member, working with a bunch of other great activists and some Free State Project people, some former really active crashers on a new project. After BureauCrash Action, ABC Action, .wordpress.com. And I'll be bringing back a podcast, but it won't be the BureauCrash PodCrash because I've done helping CEI ruin that brand.
Wow. Okay. So you are striking out onto your own in the world of podcasting. That is good to know. And I'm sure you'll give me a heads up as to when you get that started, because certainly interested in knowing more and letting our listeners know about that. But BureauCrash, right now, they are just in a real bad way, and it looks like there are a number of people that are interested in removing their accounts. The site is currently down for maintenance. Hopefully that will be available shortly. But Let's see, Zach, how do you feel about all of this? I mean, just the whole invasion. Did you ever think it would come to this? Are we overreacting?
I was kind of afraid that it would get bad, but I wasn't imagining this bad. There's been some concern for quite a while that BEI wanted to take Bureaucrash in a new direction, and that's part of why I applied. There's not running a social networking site and an activist network isn't exactly the highest paying job out there, so it wouldn't really be advancing my career by taking it. But I love Bureaucrash so much that I wanted to take it to keep them from CEI from hiring someone who didn't share that love and didn't have the same goals for Bureaucrash. And there were some other applicants that I would have supported, but they made the decision they did. Someone more in line with where they wanted to take it. So it is sad. I think there is some overreaction, some of the personal attacks on the new Crasher in chief. You know, he's obviously not a pro liberty person, but he's not necessarily the villain. I think.
I've noticed that you've kept a good, you know, you've kept a civil relationship with Lee, and I really appreciate that.
He's just a pawn in all of this.
He is. They hired somebody that, you know, that shared the same goals of where they wanted to take it.
And it wasn't really where the members wanted to take it, members that we support.
Not all the members, some of the members, I guess.
Yeah, it was where they, as the heads of the organization, wanted to take it. And that's their prerogative. It's their organization. I think that's great. I just think the biggest problem with all this is it's just so sad seeing once great organizations like the Libertarian Party or Bureaucrash being subverted by anti-liberty forces and effectively nullifying to some extent a lot of the activism that the activists, the boots on the ground activists, had actually the things that they'd done for the organization. I mean, a lot of these folks that are now looking for something else to join up with had spent a lot of time and money and effort getting out there and spreading the Bureaucrash brand, whether it was through wearing Bureaucrash t-shirts or going out there and putting out stickers that had the Bureaucrash logo on them, which are very, I love them, they're very creative, they're great, they were great products, but they helped build a brand of something that now if people go and see that particular logo, they'll go to, and they won't really get a true picture of what liberty's all about, and I think that's distressing.
Zach, but wasn't the foundation for this really laid with Jason Talley and the organization when essentially Bureaucrash was on the rocks and didn't have the funding that it needed, and CEI came in and took over and gave them the funding that they needed? I mean, didn't CEI purchase the brand, the Bureaucrash?
Yes, CEI purchased the brand name, but what they can't purchase is the activism and the activist. But as we know, you know, as fans of the free market, the market will provide. You know, this isn't, yes, this is sad to see it go, but it's an opportunity for something newer and better to be built from the ground up. And through abcaction.wordpress.com, we're taking votes right now or taking nominations now for a new name and a new votes for what people want, what we can do better. And building a pro-liberty activist organization, using people who now have some experience with it to build it from the ground up.
So what do you think, Zach, will prevent this new organization, whatever it's going to be, whether it's Free Agents or Anarchy or something brand new that hasn't existed yet, whatever this new activist, pro-liberty activism organization will be, what do you think will prevent it from being infiltrated and taken over as so many others have?
Well, primarily a different model. Instead of, like, honestly, the advisors for Bureaucrash and Jason, groups like that, they might have been hesitant about working with another group, but they didn't know how bad it could be. So now they know and we know that we're not going to follow those same mistakes. We can take donations and work with nonprofit groups, but not necessarily be one. You know, they've also learned a lot from Motorhome Diary stuff and from you guys with things like your AMP program or your great show and how you've grown the model.
Right.
And things like that.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that a lot of people, when they're forming an organization, they will have the temptation from the the federal government to go and form some sort of corporation and basically make it into a nonprofit and jump through whatever IRS hoops are necessary in order to do that. Because what they'll tell themselves is, well, we're going to miss out on contributions if we're not a nonprofit. Because so many people are so obedient, and they pay taxes just like master federal government wants them to. They're concerned that the tax-paying people will not contribute to their organization if they can't get themselves one of their, deductions as a result of that. But it hasn't, at least I don't think it's affected Free Talk Live's AMP program. That's not an IRS corporation in any way, shape, or form. And we're pulling in over $4,000 a month from our generous listeners that want to support what it is that we do. So I think it's poppycock to suggest that any liberty-oriented organization has to be registered with the IRS in order to maximize the donations they're going to receive. I mean, if someone is so undedicated to liberty that they won't contribute to an organization that they support. Ooh, just lost his phone there. If they're so not dedicated to liberty that they won't contribute a few bucks to an organization that is not going to give them essentially a tax deductible receipt for it, I think that's pretty ludicrous personally. And I don't feel sorry about missing out on their contributions.
I don't think that they're not looking at the overt fact that people won't donate because they won't get a deduction. What they're concerned with is likely, well, how much will they donate if they don't get the deduction? The fact is that economics is something that goes on sort of below the conscious decision of people, and how much money are they going to donate? I think that it's legitimate to go out there and get a 501c3 designation if one wants it. Why don't you want the 501c3 designation, Ian?
Zach, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. How do you feel about the 501c3? I'd rather have you answer the question if you don't mind.
Well, to be honest, getting a 501c3 is an expensive process. It's kissing government bottom that we don't want to do. And it's more rules we have to follow into what we may and may not talk about.
Absolutely. I think I'll bring you back if you've got more comments. I want to talk to you a little bit more about what you're doing with the new website and mention again, because I've forgotten what it is. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. varadio.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Show, you bring up anything, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you will not get any sort of deductible receipt for doing this, because we're absolutely for profit, and we're not a corporation. So go on over to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that in and use it to grow our business. We'll use it to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and by proxy help explain to new people what the ideas of freedom are all about. So, you know, you do benefit from it from that aspect. It's a long-term investment kind of thing. If you like the show, it's the best way to get behind us. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, one of the other best ways is to buy advertising with us, which you can do by emailing sales@freetalklive.com. But it's a little more difficult to recruit advertisers with brief on-air mentions like this. But that is another alternative way that you can support Free Talk Live. So amp.freetalklive.com, you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about the whole bureaucrat debacle. No point in recapping it at this point because we've moved to discussing 501c3s and charitable organizations and how it is that that either does or doesn't promote people participating as far as giving money is concerned. And to me, I'm with you, Zach Fix. Zach Fix, formerly of Bureaucrash, now with what's the new website, Zach?
That's actually what I was calling about. We're gathering input on what to call the new website.
Gotcha.
Right now, we have a WordPress blog, ABC, stands for After Bureaucrash Action, .wordpress.com. And right now, for today until I believe midnight, we're taking votes or we're taking nominations or suggestions for names. All day tomorrow and Wednesday we'll be taking votes, and then Friday we'll announce the new name.
So so as far as the 501c3 issue, we're talking about why not to do something like that, and you basically said what I would have said to Mark's question, and that is that if you are becoming a 501c3 organization, you are bowing down to the man, you are working within their system, you are using their system for some perceived benefit, but to me, I think that it's essentially selling out, and it would not be a principled start to what is supposed to be a principled organization of real principled, liberty-minded people, and when I say principled, I mean that you understand that in order to be free, others must be allowed to be free as well, allowing your neighbors to be free, not without aggressing against them. So I think it'd be a great start to start out without going through the corporate 501c3 route, and I think that's the right direction.
I also think, though, if someone does, you know, since we're open to everyone that wants to promote liberty, even just a little bit, or if they're really hardcore, voluntarist, agorist, you know, just really hardcore about the liberty, no matter what level you are on, and if you feel more comfortable giving to a known 501c pro-liberty group, if you can talk to them and say, I'll donate to you if you'll donate, or if you'll fund in some way, you know, this kind of action or this kind of group, that way you can get a tax write-off and they can use it as an expense in working with, you know, whatever new project we get going. No. I'm okay with that because it's all going to advance liberty.
No. No, that makes sense. I think that's a reasonable thing. I mean, that's if somebody really wants to make to get that donation receipt so they can write it off, they could find some organization that'd be willing to work with the new non-corporate group. So,
right.
Interesting. So the WordPress blog is abcaction.wordpress.com.
Yes, sir.
And people can get their input, put their input in there. Anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight, Zach?
If you have any questions about what we're doing, you know, come to Porkfest. I'll be there. I'm still trying to figure out flight and campsite stuff, but I will be there. So see me, see the Motorhome Diaries guys.
Oh yeah, Porkfest is going to be great.
Porkfest is going to be great, and we're all working together to promote liberty.
Very good, Zach Fix. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with your new podcast. 800-259-9231. Yes,
Mark? I'm thinking, just sort of wondering to myself, if the vast majority of members in this whatever new organization is going to spring from the head like Athena from Zeus of Bureaucrash, and, you know, just like Zeus, Bureaucrash will probably continue going on. If most of them are Free State Project members that are going to be members of this, why have an organization at all if, you know, you've already got the Free State Project?
I'm not sure if most of them are Free State Project members.
No, I think that most of them are. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, how are you hearing that?
Well, just the people that I've heard raising Cain about it are all Free State Project members except for Zach Fix.
Zach Fix is a Free State Project member.
Oh, well, okay. Then they all are. The nine people that really, really, really care.
First of all, you're wrong. They're not all Free State Project members. I don't know what the majority of them are. I don't think anyone's taken a poll.
You'll be able to do that on the new site.
Many of these people are people that are just concerned with the direction of Bureaucrash, and most Bureaucrashers I don't think are Free State Project members either. They're concerned and they're willing to do something about it, to strike out on their own, to create a principled organization that is not going to be corrupted by the conservative right coming in and taking it over from the inside. And Mark, I understand that you're very concerned. You'd expressed some concerns to me about, you know, why do you guys keep complaining about the, you know, what's happening out there? And why do you want to be so ideologically pure? What's the deal there? That's kind of what you had expressed to me. And I think that it's just that's something that these people want. They want somewhere to go where they can do activism without having to essentially worry about people watering down their message. And I think that there's a point to that.
Oh, I see why people might be upset about the appointment of Lee Doran to the you know, to the president of Crasher in Chief. I don't see that's worth three shows of content, but hey, you know, when he came on, people wanted to talk to him, and it was good, compelling radio. Some people said it was their most, their favorite show ever.
I'm sure some people hated it. You know, you can't make everybody happy.
Color me completely unconcerned. From what I could tell, Bureaucrash was doing very little.
You know why you're unconcerned, Mark, is because you're not one of those activists.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You go home to your wife and your dog and your kid, and that's great. You're doing your activism here on this show. You're not a Bureaucrash activist. You didn't have a dog in that race. You might have had an account on Bureaucrash Social because you're social like that, but you weren't necessarily one of the people that was really in the mix as far as being activists with Bureaucrash.
Tell me about these people that were in the mix.
Well, Jesse is one of them here in town. He's been out promoting Bureaucrash,
giving stickers to people,
spending his money on their products, and then giving them away to people in the hopes of promoting what the organization was doing. And now they're pulling
the carpet out. I'm wearing one of Bureaucrash's T-shirts. I'm doing as much as Jesse is, for God's sake.
You're wearing an SRQ magazine T-shirt.
Currently today, however, but I wear one of those Bureaucrash's T-shirts.
Should you set up a booth out at the various events
and give out stickers?
Yeah, giving out information, taking the time to put those stickers on on things?
The reason that I like the Free State Project is because I feel like the activism here works and the activism does something.
Activism of Bureau Crash is, well, the idea was to crash bureaus. I don't know how often that actually ended up happening, but the activism was certainly focused on recruiting young people into the liberty movement. And to that end, I think Bureau Crash was fairly effective. The designs and the logos and the products that they put them on were very well done and very cool. For instance, Shelley Roche from the
They had some really great t-shirts. I love their t-shirts.
She wore some of the Bureau Crash shirts on that show. I mean, so they got some attention. I've seen all kinds of activists wearing Bureau Crash garb, and that inevitably spreading a logo and spreading a brand like that is good to bring young people into this movement. I think that's what Bureau Crash was very successful at. But if you start alienating your key activists that are out there doing that work for you,
I see
then
problems
you're in trouble
with it. I do. I absolutely seen problems.
And now
with
they're
it.
In trouble.
I just don't see that Bureau Crash was getting much done anyway. And now the
on
loss
a scale
of the brand
of what though? On a scale
on
of,
a scale of
the
1 to 10, I see a 1 or a 2.
Sure, compared to the Free State Project, they weren't getting much done as far as protecting liberty. But it was mostly an educational organization, from what I could tell. I mean, I love the logo and the idea of Bureau Crash, but as far as doing actual bureau crashing, there wasn't much that I ever saw besides the Thomas Jefferson dance party thing that they did, where they went to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial and right. danced, and one of them got arrested for it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not attacking anyone, Ian. I'm not calling them bad people. I'm just saying ho-hum. You know, the Bureau Crash organization wasn't getting much done previously. Maybe it won't get much done now. You know, all the best. Be careful what you wish for. Here you go. See you later.
They're definitely not going to get done. Not get much done now, because the people that were supporting it, many of them are going to drop out. And I understand, Mark, that...
How many is many?
I have no idea.
Do you predict off this Bureau Crash social site? I see 3,300 members, and then I see 200 members of the site of people that are upset about Liam Doran's.
It's not going to crush the organization. I don't expect that. I don't expect a mass exodus either. I know Johnson was saying he wanted like 1,000 people to leave. I don't think that's very likely. I don't expect much at all. But I do
know some
people. Is
getting people to leave really activism?
I think that getting the people to start up an organization that can't be subverted is a worthwhile activity. Absolutely. Because I've had a lot of my time building organizations wasted over the years. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.